Time now for your letters. A number of you weighed in on our discussion last week about health care reform. Here's what Gary Mays of Edina, Minnesota had to say. What would have to change to make medical care affordable? Health care or our perspective on health care? The issue is the cost of medical care, not the cost of insurance. When a visit to the doctor for a sore throat costs $200 or more, minor surgery $20,000, the issue is basic affordability. Would I choose to bankrupt my family for cancer treatment or bypass surgery that has a survivability of 5 to 10 years? I am 57. I am thinking not. A number of you also wrote in about our discussion of a new Vermont law that would require drug companies to disclose most gifts and payments to doctors. Alan Edelman of Arroyo Grande, California, had this to say. Doctors receiving anything from drug companies is a smokescreen to divert attention from the real problem. Politicians on the hook to powerful donors. It was not doctors, but politicians who put into the Medicare Part D law a provision that drugs would be paid for at list price. Consumers watch television ads from drug companies and demand these usually more expensive medications, a far more sinister activity by drug companies than handing a doctor's staff a few free pens. Why aren't you going after network television for accepting these ads, which usually are misleading and can be dangerous? Several of you enjoyed Celeste Headley's piece about a new dictionary of regional expressions. Carol Bland of Magnolia, Texas, shared this.
As an Englishwoman long resident in Texas, I have gloried in local expressions ever since 1976, when a Dallas hairdresser, noticing my state of advanced pregnancy, asked me, "Would you like to hear a thing?" It took help from a third party to establish her meaning. Do you expect the baby to be a boy or a girl? My first high heels weren't cockroach killers, but winkle pickers, pointy enough to use for prying winkles out of their shells. I wonder whether U.S. English speakers understand what they're evoking when they refer to information being winkled out of someone.
And finally, our conversation with author Jack Murnaghan about classic novels that actually make great summer reads brought a number of responses. Nancy Jane Moore of Austin, Texas, said she was surprised by one 19th century classic.
Did you know The Scarlet Letter is funny? Far from being a grim story of Puritan life, it is, in fact, mostly a satire. You have to read carefully to get this. Hawthorne wrote in the dense style of his time, and the funniest lines are often buried in the middle of a long sentence. Learning that there is humor in 19th century American literature puts it in a whole new light.
We want to hear from you. To leave us a comment, go to our webpage, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. This is NPR News.